Participation in social media is no longer optional for a wide range of businesses, a fact of modern life that has caught a great many business operators by surprise. How do you jump into what has become a fast-moving stream and reap the benefits of what has become a separate economy of its own and a gold mine for those who have been savvy enough to exploit it? Danielle Miller is a social media specialist who's giving a free workshop next week on Maui on the ABCs of social media marketing. She's with us by phone. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on today.
Sure. You've been in this world for a while, but it's new to a lot of people, isn't it?
Very new to a lot of people. And even though I've been in it for a while, it's constantly changing.
Changing how?
Well, there's always updates to Facebook's layout or their algorithm. There's always new networks popping up like Instagram or Snapchat. And there's always different strategies that business owners can use to reach potential customers via social media.
You know, I see on all kinds of products, I see these social media handles, you know, on a tube of toothpaste, it says, reach out to us on Facebook. And I thought, why would I want to talk on Facebook about toothpaste? But, I mean, I'm exaggerating. You know what I'm saying, though, right?
I do. But the way brands are using social media now is to connect with consumers on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. If you have a favorite brand of toothpaste that you want to recommend to other people, social media makes that really easy for you to do. It also helps you get ideas for, you know, other ways you might use that tube of toothpaste. Sometimes social media is the perfect venue for that toothpaste company to let you know that you can use toothpaste to clean your kitchen sink. You know, those little life hacks and tips.
Uh-huh. It's also created this whole new economy of people who, you know, celebrities who tell you what they brushed their teeth with this morning, and you're supposed to follow along with them, right?
Oh, that is so true. That's the influencer market.
Yeah.
So right now, a lot of businesses are connecting with people who already have social media followings, and they're leveraging their community in order to introduce wonderful products and support really cool businesses.
Well, you can, if you become a, what was the term you just used?
Influencer.
If you become an influencer, you can make a fortune by saying, I just had a really good cup of coffee this morning, and then I brushed my teeth, and then I, you know, whatever, right?
You sure can. A lot of the businesses that I work with now, part of our social media strategy is always to identify these influencers and try to partner with them, whether it be co-hosting an event or offering them some free products in exchange for their opinion, or offering to, you know, take them out on an adventure. A lot of the tourist companies here in Maui benefit from bringing these social media influencers out on their activities so that they can share the fabulous pictures on Instagram or Facebook.
So they say, I went on a zip line this morning. What a great time I had. And then suddenly everybody wants to do that, right?
That's the idea, yes.
It seems to be paying off in large areas, but, you know, for a business owner who has some sort of a product or service they want to get out there, and they are completely, they're social media virgins. How do they learn all that? How do they jump into this river?
Well, some of the best ways to learn this is definitely just start playing around, just get out there and start using the social media networks. And then attending the free classes. So we have one free class coming up tomorrow at the Maui County Business Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ABCs of social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week on Thursday evening, I'm also partnering with Akaku upstairs to deliver part of their salon series, a talk on how to manage your personal Facebook privacy settings and how to make sure you're using it for personal use, too. So you can become not only a better consumer, but also if you see the business aspect, you know, you can come to tomorrow's class and get a lot of actionable steps for how to use it better for business.
Well, just thinking about the business side for a moment, our businesses somewhat wary about the whole thing that you hear with social media of maybe making too much information available to too many people? Is there a downside to all that?
There sure is, in my opinion. When I talk to business owners, one of the bad habits that I see that I try to help them break is the overposting. Really, the simplest mantra that any business owner can hold with them when it comes to social media is quality over quantity. You don't want to muddy your brand by posting every day just because you think you have to put something up every day. It's really more important that you deliver the meat of the information, stuff that's really actionable and what I would call share-worthy. And that is when customers find more value in following businesses on social media.
Well, Danielle, I'm very glad to hear you say that, because I think a lot of people who first delve into social media are amazed by how trivial some of the messages are. You know, I stepped off the curb and walked across the street. Well, who cares, right?
Right, Chris, that is totally on point. Don't tell me that you stepped off and, you know, stepped off the curb and walked across the street, but I'll tell you, if you just were leaving a fantastic massage, you know, you just got a great massage at a spa, and you want to give them a shout-out, tell me about that. You know, to start leveraging and connecting people. Don't, you know, a lot of businesses tend to think social media is only a tool to promote themselves, when really they can use it as a tool to leverage the connections and network that they have developed. And really, businesses can partner together and talk about each other. It's better for a business on social media to get somebody else to talk about you. You don't want to tell everybody else how good you are yourself. You want somebody else to do that for you.
So you might sort of say to a business colleague, I'll praise you if you praise me?
Sure. Or, you know, I'll give my honest review of our exchange, our business, if you do the same for me. Mm-hmm. And that way we end up promoting the really quality businesses.
Are the business people you talk to, are they receptive to this, the message that you bring?
You know, the people who are willing to come to the classes that I teach through Adventures at UH Maui, or who come to my classes at the Business Research Center, or who take my 8-week mastermind program, they are making a commitment to learning, and they're already open-minded. It's the folks who maybe I meet at different meetings, like if I go...
Danielle, I think I just lost you, but I'm sorry to say we're out of time anyway. Danielle Miller will offer a free workshop on the ABCs of social media marketing tomorrow at noon at the Maui County Business Resource Center in the Maui Mall in Kahului. You can learn more about Danielle and her work on our Facebook page, The Conversation.